spoken to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Supporting scripture coming from Isaiah 41 and 10. "Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. God will hear and respond to your fear cry. God will hear and respond to your fear cry. We thank God. I thank God for just being counted amongst the living this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wonder, do we ever consider what a blessing it is just to be amongst the living? Free to worship God and to praise the Lord and give him thanks for all the many things that he is doing and has done in our lives. And by faith and through grace, we have learned to praise him despite the circumstances at hand. Because sometimes you're going through things that you just don't have a mindset to praise God. But something down on the inside would just make you tell God thank you anyhow. That there comes a time that you, even in this lives of ours, that we have to have a hallelujah anyhow praise. Because we know that everything is not going to go smooth always. We're going to have some days when trouble is going to come. But we ought to still have a mind to tell God thank you. There's somebody that's going through this morning that does not even realize that they are yet amongst the living. If you can pinch yourself and feel that pain, then you ought to be thanking God for the fact that you still have your feelings. That there are people right now that is going through so much, and you just need to thank God that things are no worse than they are for you. We hear every day something goes on all over the world, and even in small Lexington, North Carolina, something is going on every day. Somebody's going to the hospital. Somebody's being run over by a car. Somebody's being shot down on the side of the road. Anything and everything is going on. But in the midst of all of the confusion, we know that God is still in control. Hallelujah. I thank God for being in control. I thank God because it's when we have those hard times that we need to pray just a little bit harder. Those times when we began to wonder and ponder, what are we going to do next? What should my next move be? Sometimes, even at your wit's end, you still have to be able to tell God thank you. When you're almost at that moment of despair, when you're almost ready to say, "I'm going to give up on it all. I done did all I know how to do, and I'm just tired." And you get ready to walk away. But before you can walk away, something down on the inside say, "Hold up, I'm still God. Didn't I promise you I won't leave you? I'll never forsake you. I'll be there when everybody else is gone. I got something that can build you up, and I got something that will make you go just a little bit farther." See, we can't give up. It's all right to get tired. It's all right even to sit down sometimes. But don't sit down too long. You got to learn how to get back out. Nobody in their right mind is always energetic, is always on fire for the Lord. But every now and again, you ought to be willing to be up on the mountaintop. You heard somebody say, talking about a mountaintop experience? Unless you experience it for yourself, you don't know what they're talking about. But if you've ever been there, you strive and wish that, "Lord, I want to get back there at least every now and again." I heard somebody say, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Whether you want to move or not, you got to move. Your mind say, I don't feel like moving. Your mind say, my back's hurting. Your mind say, my feet hurt. But God said, get up and give me the praise, because you could not have any feet. Don't neglect your blessings. If you're able to jump, you better jump while you can. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so glad God is God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad God is God. When we can't see our way, God makes a way. Anybody know another way maker? See, sometimes we forget where we come from. But as Gloria sang that song, heights up the window, I began to see when I used to push the window up and take a stick and put it in the side of the window to make sure that the window don't fall back down. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You hadn't always had windows you can push out and pull back in. You had some windows that wouldn't even go up. And you didn't have air conditioning. Now we want to be all cute. Living in God's houses with air conditioning. Come to God's house to worship Him. And if it's not cool enough, you complain and gripe. If you don't like this heat, I come to tell you there's a place hotter than this. I don't know about you, but y'all a killer preacher. Woo. But I thank God that, and it may sound strange, and I'm not crazy, but I thank God that I grew up poor enough to be thankful for every blessing that God throws my way. When I look back and think about what mama and them didn't have, and I can lay back in a queen size bed and watch television all night, if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God, you called me to preach. I got to talk a little bit. Oh, God. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Oh, calm down, Kay, calm down. Brother, I can't come back down. Because when I think about the days when fear was in my heart, I can hear the Lord God say, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee, I will strengthen thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And if fear comes in your life, don't be afraid to cry out to the Lord. Because when you cry out in fear, God will hear your humble cry. I thank God this morning that I know something about Jesus. I heard that there was a parable that Jesus left the people and went out across the sea. And they walked on the Inman Valley and they were there on the sea. The Bible said that Peter said, I see something walking on the water. It was between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning and it was dark on the sea. But I hear Jesus walking out on the sea. Peter done got afraid. Said, oh, I'm scared. Is it a ghost or is it a spirit? But Jesus said, don't have no fear. It is I. It's me, Peter. Come on unto me. Peter decided, I got faith in a mighty God. So even though he couldn't see the Lord, he stepped out in faith. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, come on, Peter. Come to me, Peter. And Peter started walking on the water. But the Bible said that the wind got boisterous. And Peter took his focus off of the faith he had in God. And he started to sink down in the water. But as he sank down in the water, he said, oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. And God, the Bible said, immediately, he heard the cry. He responded immediately to the fear cry. And he reached down and said, oh, Peter, oh, ye of little faith, why do you doubt? All you got to do is trust the power of God. There's somebody in here that needs to cry out to the Lord. It's all right to be afraid. Fear comes natural. But if you know the power of a mighty God, he can take all that fear. He can take it up and ball it up and put it off away from you to where you don't have to be bothered with it anymore. Every now and then, you know, sometimes you can walk through the house and somebody can startle you. And you know, when you get scared, you are very vulnerable. But one thing about it, if you are a soldier or a believer or know that you are a child of God, then whatever comes or may, you can stand your ground knowing that it's going to be all right. All I got to do is trust God. Hallelujah. You just experienced when you heard somebody say something got a hold of me. Hallelujah. I've learned to go with the flow. You can be programmed if you want to, and you can be looking for something else, but I'm done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been too good. And see, that's why sometimes I get so excited. It's because I realize that as nice as I try to be, I don't deserve for the Lord to be as good as he is. Why do we get the thought that we are so special that we forget who we belong to? When Gloria first said, I'm going to sing Hatch Up the Window, me with my silly self, I started laughing. Because she can say that hatch. But as she sang it, and it took me back. Oh, some of our young folk just don't know. We had some hard times, but wasn't there some good times? We loved one another. We were there for one another. We didn't have to have a whole lot. We could take some blocks and have a good time all day long. Get out in the backyard and just draw in the dirt and be happy. Didn't nobody have to spend a dime. We had to use our imaginations as we watched Tarzan, as we watched the Cowboys. We didn't have a real gun, but we could find something to point at you and shoot. I remember on Sunday evenings watching Samson and those kind of pictures. Oh, I wanted to be Samson. I wanted to be just that strong. We had a little field out behind the house where we had those things that we could pull up out of the ground and make us a spear. I don't want to forget where I come from.